It's hard to believe, but it's time for another weekend in Norfolk. And of course, at this time of year, it's a winter weekend in Norfolk, coming up February 26th and 27th. A lot to see and do in Norfolk, Connecticut. And joining us once again today is Eric Olson. Eric, nice to see you again today.
Great, Marshall. Thanks so much for having us here. Appreciate it.
And Tom, nice to talk to you today.
Well, and you too also. It's a pleasure. I actually look forward to it each year.
You say each year. Is this like the fourth or fifth year or third or fourth year for this?
Oh, this has to be the fourth or fifth. I can't remember. They all run because we have two a year, two weekends in Norfolk.
Yeah, we have the summer and the winter. Well, this is all about winter. And this year, even though it's been a strange winter, it actually really is a winter weekend in Norfolk because the weather has cooperated.
That is true. Yes.
Yes. Hopefully we will not have rain and there still will be some snow on the ground because that's one of the main attractions here in the icebox is that we offer some of those outdoor activities, snowshoeing, hiking, skiing,
Well, it's interesting because our meteorologist said that at the beginning of the winter, he thought that we were going to have a very active winter with a lot of ice, snow, and sleet. But then he thought in the middle, towards the end of February, that it was going to turn more winterish. And we've got enough snow on the ground that we're going to have some mild weather off and on. But I think everything's going to look really great. And I think it's going to be a banner year, not only for you, but the ski jumps in Salisbury and also the Norfolk Curling Club, because, of course, it's also Olympic year this year. So I think people are more focused in on outdoor winter activities.
That's so true. And all of our activities are continuing on regardless of the weather, whether it's the hiking of the trails or skis, snowshoes, everything is going to continue.
All right. Now, Tom, we'll start off with you. Once again, I'm going to mention this up front because it's the times we live in, that each venue during a weekend in Norfolk, winter weekend in Norfolk on the 26th and 27th, have their own safety precautions, and it's wise to check with them in advance, correct?
Yes, it is. It is.
All right. So, well, Eric, we'll go over to you, and let's talk about some of the highlights that you see that are coming up on Saturday, February 26th for our winter weekend in Norfolk.
Well, you mentioned at the outset or a minute ago, you mentioned the curling club, and I think that's absolutely one of the most unique features of our town. For this region that we have an active curling club. And again, as you mentioned, the Olympics have rightly drawn attention to this fun and captivating sport. And we have the club here and they'll be on Saturday from 3 to 5. They're gonna be offering a demonstration and allowing folks to actually get on to the ice and try to put a rock in the house, if you will.
I think that's so true, Eric. The curling club is something so unique and so special to this town.
I think it's, you know, it's like the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. It's not only special to the town, it's special to the region and to the state. It really does. You can't find these events any place else in the state of Connecticut any other time. So that's what's great about the winter weekend in Norfolk. You know, I want to tip my cap to the Norfolk Lions Club ambulance. I've had ambulances cart me around the past month or two, and the ambulance squad is going to be doing a t-shirt dye activity for kids, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, they have. When that's happening, the timing on that, I'm not sure, has been firmed up yet, but the ambulance barn is right on 44, and they will be doing a tie-dye activity, and it's actually for adults and children, so kids of all ages can stop in and go away with a tie-dye shirt.
You know, another interesting thing I see, and I love the title of this, Ladies, Legends, and Lakeside Dwellings, Alfredo Taylor in Norfolk.
Well, that's a very special thing because Alfredo Taylor was this architect that created these profound houses that are oftentimes a mix of different types of architecture, especially he brought in a European flavor, be it French, English, German, and sort of blended them together. That's me speaking from my opinion about architecture, but it's outstanding. Having traveled all over our country, I've never seen anything like Alfredo Taylor's work here in Norfolk. So that's a very special thing also.
And it's great. I mean, Anne Havemeyer's hosting that talk from 4 to 5, the talk that you mentioned, Ladies, Legends, and Lakeside Dwellings. And it really is, you know, the impression or the mark that he made in terms of architecture on this community is really unparalleled. And to be able to see those and to learn from Anne through the library, through the Norfolk Library, about his legacy, that's a truly unique opportunity.
Also, that's so true, Eric. Excuse me.
That's right. I wanted to get, because this is, I always find an interesting thing that's going on, and that's on Saturday the 26th. The Vitell Chapel, once again, their beautiful stained glass windows, that goes from 1 to 4.
Yeah, we will be open actually both Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4 on each of those days. And we have the opportunity to come in and have one of our docents, one of our folks that's trained as a volunteer to provide background on the just the gem that is the Tiffany windows and the Armstrong windows, which are perhaps lesser known, but certainly equally as beautiful and impressive.
That's so true, Eric. There's nothing like those windows in the Vitell Chapel.
And this does have a rule where everybody must wear a mask, and also it keeps socially distance. But you know, it's great because your activities go late into the afternoon and the evenings. You've got a talk at the Hub coming up on Saturday the 26th at 4 o'clock as well.
Yes, that's true. We do have a talk at the Hub, and that's going to be a very, very interesting talk. I want to jump back just a second, because speaking of the architecture with Alfredo Taylor and the chapel with the stained glass windows, the Norfolk Library is an absolutely profound building. And if you haven't seen it, that's something that really has to be seen. The architecture is breathtaking, but they are having from 10 to 11 a creative art display that celebrates the Norfolk Library. And it's actually featuring work made by the children of Norfolk. And there will be special refreshments served during that time also. So 10 to 11 would be a good time to come to the library.
All right. And then at 4 to 5 is a talk about pollinators at the Hub.
Yeah, yes. That's Jordy Elkins is going to be there from Hystead. And that's actually, I think it's from 4 to 5:30. And yes, it's really as a precursor, as you know, we're thinking about spring. One of the things we've been talking about here at the church, and we've been doing this in partnership with the Norfolk's Conservation Commission, is thinking about ways that we can encourage and nurture pollinators, perhaps with some, you know, additional gardens. But I think that will be a fascinating opportunity to learn, you know, learn during the winter about something that you're going to likely be engaged in coming up in the spring.
Now, this seems new to me. I don't know if it is or not, but from 5 to 7 on Saturday evening will be high school night at the library for 9th to 12th graders. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think that's going to be very special, because we haven't, as far as I know, looking back over the years, we haven't had something that focuses just particularly on that age group. So I think it's a nice time for, and that can often be an interesting time growing up, for that age group to come and become part of everything. And they'll be able just to hang out and have pizza and something to drink and talk and just become part of the group. But again, from their point of view, which is extremely important.
We have a number of organizations in town that have been really collaborating and seeking to put our brains together to come up with ways to you know, foster some programming that is focused on providing opportunities for you know, fun and fellowship for that age group. And they're offering pizza. So as far as I'm concerned, that's a win.
Yes, I'll even have to wear something to look more youthful so I can sneak in and get some.
and a nice wrap up. We're talking about weekend in Norfolk, winter weekend in Norfolk, the weekend of Saturday, February 26th and 27th. But on Saturday from 8 to 9:30, Infinity Hall, British Invasion Years, and it really is going to cover the gamut.
Yes, it will. It will. It's I think this year is, or this winter weekend in Norfolk is going to be fabulous because there's so many different things to do.
Now, we've been talking about this, and before we get to Sunday's activities, we should mention to everybody, these are events that are going on, but you also have virtual and on-demand schedules that are also going to be going on this weekend as well, right?
Yes, that's true. We do. So you have a choice. If you can't make it for whatever reason, you can, you can go on the internet and still be part of it.
We actually are offering the Battelle tour, the Stained Glass Window, the Tiffany Window tours. Those will be available on demand as well, virtually and on demand. The Norfolk Chamber Music Festival, we don't have the details yet, but there will be two concerts that will be available online. And then there's also the Norfolk Foundation sponsoring a cooking class. So there's just incredible variety of opportunities.
That's true. And when you mentioned on Sunday, from 12 to 1, I don't think we talked about this, the Immaculate Conception Church is holding a special open house at with the sanctuary. So that is also a very special church, and that should not be missed. If you're going to see two wonderful displays of religious architecture, if you will, both the Church on the Green and the Immaculate Conception Church, you shouldn't miss them. I mean, Battelle Chapel and the Immaculate Conception Church.
We're talking about weekend in Norfolk this year, February 26th and 27th. More information is available on the web, weekendinnorfolk.org. But continuing on Sunday, what we really haven't talked about is really outdoors, all the trails. You could ski, snowshoe, you can just wear boots. I mean, it really is somebody who likes to walk trails, and especially in the wintertime, it's the perfect place.
That's true. It's unbelievable up here. And John Anderson, I believe, is supposed to be doing a wildlife talk. So that will incorporate part of that. So, and actually, I think this is going to be one of the most beautiful winter weekends that I've seen in years. So that's another plus, even just to come and walk around the village.
Doug McDevitt is doing a winter photo walk tour on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And as Tom mentioned, I don't think we have the time yet, but John Anderson is going to be doing that wildlife walk. We have an incredible mix here in this community. And one of the jewels in our crown is this, the natural resources and the miles of trails that we have. And the scenic vistas that are afforded if you make use of these trails and get out there, it's just breathtaking.
And
it is.
Let's talk a little bit about the Husky Meadows Farm. There's an open house there. It goes on Sunday the 27th from 1 till 3 o'clock.
Yes, and I think that's another opportunity for people of all ages, because it's a nice thing to take the children to also. I mean, no matter what age you are, it's a good thing to run up to Husky Meadows, because it's just great that they're opening up so everyone can come.
They offer locally grown organic produce, and they are, again, another great community partner. They've worked, with the food pantry and with the church here in the town hall. They've been very generous in terms of along with others in helping to get fresh produce to people that need it. And I'd be fascinated to see what they're offering as an open house in the winter. It's very intriguing to me.
And just a reminder for folks, so once again, you can go to the Battelle Chapel from 1 to 4 on Sunday as well for the stained glass windows. But I want to move on to the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, because this is a Zoom talk, and it's put on by the Norfolk Historical Society, Ski Jumping in the Northeast, Small Towns and Big Dreams.
Well, that is going to be another very special event and something not to be missed. I mean, the Historical Society is something we take very seriously here. We came here about 25 years ago, and it's very protective of the town and also sponsors all the wonderful things that you can see and do in the town. So it's something that I don't know. A lot of towns don't have something that is focused as our Historical Society is to keep the historical value of the town alive for generation after generation. So that alone is worth just jumping into for a second, the Historical Society, which is right on the green across the street from the church.
Well, go on.
I was just going to say the I was struck immediately looking over the, you know, the lineup for the weekend. I really was struck, as you mentioned, Marshall, the Zoom talk featuring Ariel Kobayashi talking about the book Ski Jumping in the Northeast, Small Towns and Big Dreams. You know, we know that Salisbury still hosts ski jumping, and we actually have a history here in Norfolk. There was a ski jump just almost in Canaan, right close to the town line. And it really is, again, there's so much history, and this is yet another layer of the richness of this community. It's fascinating.
Well, once again, it's the Winter Weekend in Norfolk, a Winter Weekend Festival, February 26th and 27th. We've been talking about a lot of different events, but you can get all the information, and it's updated with all the events at weekendinnorfolk.org, weekendinnorfolk.org, and the Winter Weekend schedules and information will come up. Eric and Tom, once again, thanks for joining us this year. And this year, I think we're a little more wide open than the past couple of years.
Yes, yes. It'll be good.
Very, very happy to be able to be together in person and to share the weekend in Norfolk with the wider community. Thanks for having us, Marshall.
Well, it's always great. Thank you.
It's always great to speak to you guys, and we'll obviously speak to you again the next weekend in Norfolk.
All right. We'll see everybody at Weekend in Norfolk.